The last couple of months, we've been just with the Lord, and some prayers were prayed towards the Lord's heart, and just crying out for Him. And so some friends have transcribed some of these prayers. And in your rooms, if you came to stay on the property, you have baskets, and rolled up are some of these prayers. And these were prayers that were prayed for Jesus, for you, for us to get our hearts to Him, and that they have the feel of what's eternal happening in the Father's heart towards His Son and us, that Son being called out of us. So be blessed that when you leave to read, take those prayers, pray them, and I'm just going to read this transcription here. If you want to bow your heads, your hearts. This was one of the prayers that was being cried out. It's a portion of another larger prayer. Jesus, You're the only one who moves us, that truly moves us, that truly draws us out unto You. Religion doesn't do it. Teaching doesn't do it, not even good teaching. We need You. We need the You of You. We need You. We want to be challenged by You, not by teaching, not by truths. We need You, Jesus. We need You. Lord, You move us. You move us. You do. When it's You, You move us. So we cry out. We cry out. We tell You with our mouth and with our hearts, we need You. We understand that we will not be affected by teaching because that's not enough. We acknowledge that You move us deep within. And Lord, if You move on the words or the times or just Your presence here, Your presence in this way, then we will be moved. Lord, Mary of Bethany, she wasn't moved by a teaching. She wasn't moved by an expectation. She was moved by the Son of the Father, just by Him. Mary was moved by the beauty of Him, His selflessness of Him. It moved her to pour and to give her best upon Him. He moved her to come in through the shame of her situation, moved her to get at His feet and to pour out and to weep and to wash His feet and with her hair and to kiss all over His feet. Father, we need Your Son. That's the part of us that needs to be moved. We need Your Son in this way in us. Spirit of God, hear that. Hear what's being said, Spirit of God. For Jesus' sake, bring Your wings. Bring Your wings and draw us. Fly us into the room each time and pour. Fly us into this room when we gather on the wings of Him, knowing Jesus and knowing how to get us to Him. And then we will pour upon Him. It will be a blessing beyond blessings to just to be with You, Jesus, during these days in that way, and for all our days of our life throughout eternity. To grant us entrance this way, to grant us approach in this way with You, it would be more honor than what we deserve, but we must have it for Your sake. We must have it for Your sake. Father, we must have it for Jesus' sake. Spirit of God, we must have it for His sake. We pray and we cry out together. We groan within ourselves. Even when we're laughing or crying, we are groaning. Because we have that need. Because You have that need. We want You. We love You. Oh Lord, my God, my Jesus, we want to know You the way the Father knows You. We want to know You by the Spirit that has always known You. Without time, without sin, without our problems, without us. We just want to know You without us. We want to know You as one with You. We want to know You as You have made us, but not as how we have formed a relationship with You. We want to know you as you have made us to be to you and with the Father. Father, we thank you for these moments. Thank you for the moments of just being with you, being in your presence here together, being with the Lord. Thank you that we can be with you, Father, in your presence, in union with Jesus. We don't just come to you as us. We come to you in the presence of Jesus as one with him. We come as one together. We thank you for that. We thank you that you receive us in that. We thank you that we can experience these moments and that we believe are going to move us beyond moments. We believe they will move beyond just time. We believe they will move beyond this place and they will move into your heart. They will move into that secret place of the Most High. Lord, thank you. Father, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. We all thank you right now. And whether we feel it, or whether we taste it, or touch it, or even if we believe it, that doesn't matter. But right now, we just thank you. Because that's where you're trying to bring us, and that is your intention. So with that, we all say thank you. Our hope is in you. Our hope is with you and in you. Blessed be your name. Thank you.